AP News for Friday, May 7th. I'm Tim McGuire. A Down report shows 266,000 new jobs added last month, prompting calls by some for the Biden administration to end the weekly federal unemployment payments. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president says the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill has the nation on the right path.
We're moving more rapidly than I thought we would.
But opponents say part of the package is actually hurting employment, with expanded benefits like a $300 weekly check giving the jobless a reason to stay home instead of work. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that's not the case.
We are seeing little evidence that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently impacting or affecting Americans' willingness to work.
Still, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants the payments to end immediately, and the weak job growth could stiffen GOP resistance to the president's next big push for a massive infrastructure bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration is cracking down on ghost guns. A proposed rule from the Justice Department would broaden the definition of a firearm, requiring some gun-making kits to include a serial number. Pair of right-wing Republican backers of former President Donald Trump stage a rally at a retirement community in Central Florida. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We send a strong message to the weak establishment in both parties. America First isn't going away. We're going on tour.
Controversial Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene also taking part in the gathering. Federal investigators are looking into sex trafficking allegations and whether Gaetz paid women and an underage girl in exchange for sex. They're also looking into whether Gaetz and associates tried to secure government jobs for some of the women. Greene was stripped of her congressional committee assignments following social media posts expressing racist views and absurd conspiracy theories. This is AP News. A restaurant idea based on a popular eatery model from the middle of last century making a comeback in New York. Ed Donahue has more.
The food is in cubbies, and you pick out what you want. Stratus Morfigan, owner of the Brooklyn Dumpling House in New York, brought back the automats.
What I wanted to do is have the whole guest experience controlled by your smartphone.
Restaurants have been struggling during the pandemic. Morfigan says automats will save jobs in the long run. Mike Grams with Taco Bell likes the idea.
Some of it's for safety and I want a contactless experience. For other people, it's I just want to be left alone and go do my thing.
In its Times Square cantina, Taco Bell has what it calls cubbies. Morfigan says cubbies alone won't work.
The automat is as good as the food. If your food is not on point, you will fail.
Morfigan says he's already sold almost 100 franchise options. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.